Nobody is happier than Gary Myers that this weekend's AFC Championship game brought about one more quarterback confrontation between Tom Brady of the New England Patriots and Peyton Manning of the Denver Broncos. Gary Myers is the author of Brady vs. Manning, subtitled The Untold Story of the Rivalry That Transformed the NFL. Gary, welcome back to Only a Game.
Bill, thank you very much for having me.
You compare the Brady-Manning rivalry to the one that existed between Larry Bird and Magic Johnson in the NBA. But with Bird and Johnson, okay, we're talking about white and black. They didn't play the same position. They're credited with restoring the popularity of their entire league, and their rivalry began when they were in college. So far as I know, none of these apply to Manning and Brady. So make your case for the comparison, please.
Every rivalry has its own story, Bill. So, no, there's not the sociological implications of Magic Bird and Manning Brady. But there's so many other things that make this very compelling. Peyton was born into football royalty. His father, Archie, was a quarterback in the NFL for a long time. Tom Brady, as a freshman in high school, his team was 0-8 and didn't score an offensive touchdown, yet he couldn't get off the bench for one play at quarterback. So his path has been so much different than Peyton Manning's. He struggled at Michigan. Peyton started 3-4 games into his career at Tennessee, and they have been linked together because their careers have run side by side. They've both been incredibly successful, both extremely popular. And now this is going to be the 17th time, Bill, that they're meeting, fifth time in the playoffs. And the fact that they're both in the top five for sure of the greatest quarterbacks of all time has really made this special.
It's interesting that today Tom Brady receives attention for his fastidious diet, 80% vegetables, various whole grains, doesn't eat tomatoes. Please tell me Peyton Manning occasionally has a pizza.
Yeah, I hope he does. That's one of my favorites. Tom Brady sends his kids to school not with potato chips but kale chips. You know, his dad was telling me that. I mean, I don't know if he's trying to get his kids ostracized in kindergarten or whatever, but he's become obsessive about what he eats. But I think he takes it to probably a different level than most people who are really concerned about what they eat.
NFL analyst Phil Simms, who is also a former NFL quarterback, said of Peyton Manning that even as a rookie, he was a 35-year-old man in his head. I don't know if that means he's now a 55-year-old man in his head, but tell me what you think he meant by that.
It just meant he was mature beyond his years. And, you know, Peyton was one of those guys when they would have people over for Thanksgiving and they'd have a bunch of kids and a bunch of adults and the kids would go off and play. Peyton would sit at the table and be part of the adult conversation.
You point out that Tom Brady obviously owes a lot of his success to Patriots head coach Bill Belichick and vice versa. Yet Brady told you that the two have never even gone out to dinner together. Does that say something about the quarterback or the coach or about both of them?
I think that says something about the coach. I think Tom Brady would be very happy to go out to dinner with Belichick. You know, the way I had phrased the question to him, you guys meet for hours upon hours during the week on a Tuesday night when you put the game plan in. Did he ever say to you, hey, Tom, you know, we got this. Let's just go out and let's find a good pizza place and have a couple of beers. And he said, no, that's never happened. I said, how about sitting in his office? Did he ever say, you know, it's pretty cool. I got fired in Cleveland. You were sixth round pick. And look at all we've accomplished together. You know, we shut everybody up. Did he ever say that? No, he never said that to me. So maybe that's how it works for him. I would think, Bill, at this point, he might want to make an exception for Brady.
Having gone through all the research you had to go through for this book, did you come up with a favorite Peyton Manning or Tom Brady story?
My favorite chapter in the book, Bill, is how they are both Hall of Fame practical jokers. And this is the chapter where I think people really get to know who they are. And so it's towards the end of training camp one year, and the veterans are on the basement floor of the dorm, and it's right at the end of camp. And so Peyton's roommate is Dallas Clark, one of the Colts tight ends, and a very, very good player. And they're trying to think of a prank to pull on the last day of camp. So in the middle of the night, they go up the stairwell from the basement to the first floor, and they go into the bathroom, and there's a 50-gallon garbage can that they start filling up with water. They drag the garbage can out of the room. They knock on the door of a rookie, knock on the door and lean the garbage can against the door. They run for the stairwell, yelling like school kids. The guy opens the door, and it's Niagara Falls. The room is just flooded with water as they're running down the steps. So they get to their room. They open their door. Clark looks inside. Peyton's outside. He goes, I think we made a big mistake. And Peyton, what? What did we do? He goes, that room is right over ours. And the water was coming through the ceiling over everything they owned that was in that dorm room.
All right, final question, and this is the big one. Why Brady versus Manning? Why not Manning versus Brady? The people of Denver and Manning fans across the land want to know.
Well, I will give you the politically correct answer. Alphabetical, Bill.
Gary Myers is the author of Brady versus Manning, the untold story of the rivalry that transformed the NFL. Gary, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Bill, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me on.